Praise God. Appreciate the liberty we've had here tonight. God is meeting with us. And this is totally by faith here. I struggle to get up here. Some of the heavy hitters are ready to come up, but I'll as they say, get up, speak up, shut up, and sit down. I'll give this thought out. But I was thinking the other night when our brother from Kenya was up here, and he was talking about, the police thought he was dead, and he was in the morgue. But I thought, isn't that a picture of our life? We're dead in sins. But God quickened us. He made us alive in Him. He breathed that life in us. I tell you, He brought us to life. I tell you, I appreciate that. He looked down. He looked down in that ditch. He looked down in that pit, that miry clay, and brought us out. He set our feet on solid rock. I appreciate that. We are dead in sin, but thank God He has quickened us. He has brought us to life. We have life in Christ tonight. That's something we need to shout about. We are not dead. We are alive in Christ through the blood of the Lamb that was shed. We can shout that tonight. We need to, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are redeemed. We are saved. It's like Jesse said last night, it's worth everything to be saved. And I tell you what, if you're hanging on to something tonight, let it go. I like the song we sing, give them all to Jesus. I tell you, give it to the Lord tonight. You will not regret it. What's the saying? You give up something you can't keep and get something you can never lose. I tell you what, we can't lose with the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, we have got eternity to look forward to. We are the people of God. It's like Tim said, we're not the only ones, we're some of them. But I tell you, we are the people of God. We have been redeemed. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be what? The righteousness of God. We are made the righteousness of God. The devil will tell you how sorry you are, but I tell you what, you can point towards the cross and tell him he's a liar, he's defeated. We are a child of the God. We have everything to rejoice in tonight, everything to rejoice about. Praise God. I appreciate the liberty that we've got. I appreciate the Lord setting us free, breaking those chains of bondage in our lives. If you're bound tonight, all you've got to do is say, Lord, help me. Help me, set me free. He will set you free. And I know Joe gets tired of me saying this, but it's such a good example. But Joe Dyer, sitting back there on the back row there, that came to one of the conventions 50-something years ago. You were a teenager. She came to a service. Didn't really want to come, but she came. But there was something said that stuck with her. And she went back to the old hotel, I think it was in Lakeview, and she was laying in bed. And she said, Lord, I don't know if this is going to do anything or not. I just want to see what happens. And she lifted her hands. God came down and met her in that hotel room. He set her free. I tell you, tonight, you can be set free. From your heart, if you cry out to God, He will respond. He can't help but not respond. He hears the cries of his children. He will hear you tonight. Praise God. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Thank him for everything he has done for me and for you. Through that blood, we have been set free. We are a victorious people, and we have been made more than conquerors through him, through that blood. Amen. Praise God.
I want to encourage us from the book of Judges, chapter number 6. And my little message, the title is Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground. I will read from the book of Judges. This is King James. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Israel rotated from sin, serving the enemy, getting tired, crying unto the Lord, and the Lord would deliver them. 7 cycles in the book of Judges. And if you read chapter 6, the last verse, it says, in those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in their own eyes. They never got it right in the entire book. In my own thinking, God does not deliver his people into the hands of their enemy. They open the door, and God allows it. Israel opened the door through unbelief and fear. They planted their crops expecting harvest, and their enemy would come down and destroy their increase. The devil always want to come down and ruin our harvest. The devil is always angry at you and me, and always would want to steal our harvest. And the Bible says Israel was greatly impoverished, and they cried unto the Lord. I want to tell somebody in this room tonight that the devil is after your harvest. But I want to urge you tonight, stand your ground. When we look at verse 2, Israel made themselves dens and caves and strongholds. They dug holes They dug caves enough to sustain them and their families because of fear. But I ask myself, if Israel had the ability, the strength to dig holes and caves, I do not know how long that took them. But those caves were enough to keep them with their families. Those caves had bedrooms and sitting rooms, and they could keep whatever they wanted to keep. But I ask myself, if they had that ability, then they would have remained down there to guard their harvest. Sometimes we put our priorities wrong. We don't do what we need to do. These were people who were chosen of God. These were people who had seen miracles in their lives. This was chosen people of God. But because of fear and unbelief, they failed to trust their God. And they had the strength to do what they were supposed to do. Folks, we have the ability to face our enemy. In prayer. And reading the word of God. And believing our master. But because of fear, we hide. They had the capacity and the ability to dig out caves in the mountains, however long it was going to take them. Instead of remaining on their knees, asking God to deliver them from their enemies. It is time you and me stand our ground. Not to run to the caves to hide. Because the devil always wants us to believe that our efforts will not pay off. He will whisper in your ear, "You're wasting your time. It is not worth it to spend your time praying and studying the word of God. Because look at you, nothing happened." Sometimes as pastors we are frustrated when we look at our congregations and we see that they have remained 6 people or 2 people. But nothing doing. The devil would whisper in my ear and your ear that look at you, you're wasting your time. But I want to urge you tonight, stand your ground. Because we serve a master who will never, never be defeated. Amen. Let not the devil ruin your harvest, because your harvest is gonna be contended for. In the book of John, chapter number 10, verse 10, we are told the devil is a thief. And the thief is smart enough to know that he's not going to steal something cheap. The main reason why the devil is after you and me, he knows that you are a person of value. Yes, amen. He knows that you have been called of God. He knows that your prayer can avail much for the kingdom. He knows that God has put something in you for the body of Christ. And he wouldn't want that to be useful. He knows that you have been called and you have a burden for souls. He sees the value in your harvest. Tonight, I want to ask you, I want to tell you, never give up, stand your ground. Because it can make you discouraged and afraid so that you can move away from your harvest, from what brings glory to the kingdom of God. Gonna hide up the mountains. Sometimes we don't choose our battles. Remember David, he went down there to take provisions for his brothers. And then down there, he met a giant, Goliath. And he remembered how God had been using him. He remembered the battles that he has won. How many times has the devil come to you and through prayer and the word of God, you come out victorious? Remember the battles you have won in your family. Remember the battles you have won in your workplace. Remember the battles you have won everywhere else. You will win this one too. Please stand your ground. So David thought of the battles he had won. And he looked at Goliath and he said, by the mighty hand of God, this giant will come down. You may feel dry today and God may seem distant and like his promises are far away, a million miles away. But be assured, the Lord is pursuing you. Amen. He loves you. Amen. He is teaching you to hear his voice through what you are going through. Amen. He is working to restore you. Rest assured. And he will transform your troubles into gateway of hope and expectation. Stand your ground, and God will see you through. Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I have truthfully resisted getting up. I believe many of us are in a place where we do need to stand our ground. The enemy wants to discourage, to sidetrack, to tell us we can't be this, can't do that. There's too much going on, too much wrong. But I believe with all my heart that God wants us to stand in times when we don't feel it, when it doesn't seem like it. God is going to put us in every kind of situation we can think of, and especially in this hour of darkness. He's going to put us in every kind of situation that we can imagine to build our faith, to cause us to make choices, because faith is not a feeling. Faith is based upon the promises of a God who cannot lie. And, you know, the first night I wasn't planning on getting up then either, but, you know, the Lord put it on my heart to have us ask ourselves the question, you know, why are you here and what are you looking for? And I believe with all my heart the Lord's hand is stretched out to us. And there are those of us who need exactly what we just heard, to stand our ground. There are others who are here and you need the Lord. You don't need religion. You don't need just to come and participate in activities. You need a brand new heart and a brand new life. But I'll tell you, there is a God whose heart is reaching out, whose hand is reaching out to every single one. It doesn't matter if you're a passed out drunk in a morgue, or I appreciate that example because that everybody will remember that one. But I mean, what an example of somebody that everybody else would say, oh, there's no hope for that person. Right. Folks, there's hope for every one of us. Every single one of us can feel hopeless at times. I grew up in a preacher's home. I've known about this all my life. You don't think that I feel my weakness and feel the hopelessness sometimes? Yeah, that's what the devil does. He wants to steal everything from us if we will simply listen to his lies. And his lies will focus on you. They'll focus on your lack of this or that. Everything is wrong with you. That's why Jesus came. He didn't come because we're good people and we can add to his collection. He, like we said the other night, he looks in the dumpster. He looks in the trash many times. You know, we may not think of it that way. You may think coming out of a pastor's home, well, that's not the trash. I'm just the same way as you are. You leave me to myself in my own human nature. I am no different than the person who's in a prison somewhere because of terrible crimes they've committed. Absolutely no difference. And boy, I tell you, every person who comes to Christ is going to have to come to that place where they know there's nothing in you that can possibly commend you to God. But that is the very reason that God revealed his love in his Son. The blood that was shed for you is a symbol of God's mercy and God's love and provision. Praise God. He's not looking at your qualifications. He's looking at the blood of Christ, and that's where we need to be looking. And you know, if you know the Lord, praise God, you're in a place in a journey. Every one of us needs something. We don't just come to this and say, man, I'm on the mountaintop. Everything is great. I'm just cruising through this life. Is anybody here that's just cruising? I don't see a single hand. So if you don't feel like you're cruising, you're not alone. Every single one of us is in need of what Jesus Christ provided on the cross. And his supply is not limited. We're not going to run out of what we need in him. And everything about his heart is just reaching out. And he calls upon us to call to him. You know, the greatest thing, most of the time in our lives, the greatest thing that can happen to us is to realize our need. If you have just fallen in the mud and God has really shown you the depth of your need, you need to be shouting. You need to say, God's not doing that so I'll feel horrible and hopeless. He's doing that so I'll realize my need and I'll be able to come to him. And then, oh, praise God. What an awesome deal that God does to show us our need, but then not leave us there, but always turn our eyes to the solution. Praise God. So if you feel your need tonight, you're in a great place. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to myself. I'll tell you the truth. I've struggled emotionally a lot of ways at this meeting, and I know God's working on certain things in me that are needful. Is he doing that for you? Yeah. Well, I got a good place to go. Praise God. I thought of a scripture, and I don't think it's going to take a lot of time. But anyway, in Luke 11, this is where the disciples came to Jesus and wanted to be taught to pray. And you have one of the renditions of the what we call the Lord's Prayer. But then there's a scripture that we've heard many times over the years, in beginning in verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed, I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity. That's an interesting way to put it in this translation, isn't it? Your shameless audacity. Folks, why would God put that in here if he did not want us to have shameless audacity when we go to God? It's not like we have to come and say, God, you should help me because look at me and how hard I'm trying and what a good person I am. We come because of need. Everyone here comes to God because of need. All right? So because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Okay? So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And if you've got one of these paraphrase translations, it will be like Joel reminds us so often. This is the Greek present tense. That's not, asking is not an event. And then, okay, I asked. It's over. This is a condition of heart and life where we're constantly in a state of looking to God and asking him. That's my way of life, because I'm always aware of some kind of a need. I'm thinking, what God wants is for us to walk with him, to have what Brother Ricky used to call a conversation. I think he used that term the other night. And where we're actually in communion with God, and every moment we are aware of a need, we're lifting our hearts to him, and there's this sense of, God, I have a need, but I know where to go for the answer. All right? So it's a way of life, asking, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. That's God's word to you tonight. I don't know what your need is. Like I say, it could be salvation. It could be that you have never really handed your life lock, stock, and barrel over to God and said, God, I need a Savior. I don't need to be religious. I need a brand new heart and a new life. And I need to lay aside my will and just put my life in your hands for time and eternity. I'll tell you, people are making their choices. That's what's going on in the world, and you see the fruit of it every single day. God has allowed the devil to be turned loose in a way that he wasn't. And he is absolutely gathering humanity under his umbrella. Everyone who continues to walk in harmony with their whole nature, they are winding up in his prison. And I'll tell you, God has absolutely got all that we stand in need of. So listen to what the Lord's promise is: for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. But remember the context here. He's not talking about, okay, I asked him and he didn't do anything. That's not the sense of this, is it? This is somebody who says, God, I'm going to hang on here. I'm looking to you until... It happens. I need strength. I need courage. I need the ability to stand against the enemy. Whatever it is, whatever need you have felt coming into this meeting, God wants to absolutely plant in your heart and in mine a faith that will not give up, but will say, God, I don't feel like it today. The devil is bombarding my mind with every kind of lie he can come up with. I'm weak. I feel that weakness. I have no feelings at all, but God, you said, You said that if I would look to you and ask with all of my heart, God, you would answer. And I'm going to do that by faith. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right? For everyone who asks receives, and so forth. Then he uses his example. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, you remember I preached a message on this one time, although you are evil, imagine listening to that. You're one of the disciples, and the Lord says, although you're evil, wait, what? Isn't that something, how the Lord just recognized the condition, and yet he loved them, and he taught them, and he received them. He knew that he could deal with the problem that was there. He just wanted a willing heart. Is your heart willing? What do you want? I tell you, if you want him from your heart, you can have him. You can have all that he has. If you then, though you were evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And you know, that's the answer to everything. It's the very life of God flowing into our lives, into our hearts. I just need more of him. I don't even need more information. Most of the time, I just need more of him. And if you don't know him, you need him, period. You need the brand new life that God wants to give you. Praise God. I don't know where to go with this. And, you know, right now, I think my need is to really seek the Lord in a deeper way. I'm guessing I'm not the only one. The Lord wants to take us forward. And he knows that it's not simply practicing Bible tabernacle religion that's going to get it. We need his power. We need his strength. We just need more of him. We don't need the legacy we've been handed. We need God's present tense voice. We need God's present tense power. We have been called to live in this particular hour, and we need him to come down and empower us and to lead us, to tell us what to do, and to give us the power to do it when he does. May God give us the heart that wants that, because there's no unwillingness on his part. He knows what the deal is. And by the way, notice what it is that is asked. In this particular example, the man who goes to his friend at night is not asking for himself, is he? Ah, do you see something of the nature of God in that? He says, there's somebody come to me and I don't have anything to give him. Folks, God has called us to live one for another. And you know, a lot of our trouble is that we are so focused on us and our feelings and our needs. And God is wanting to give us a heart that says, God, my whole purpose for being here is to be connected with you so that you can share your life with others through me. That's the purpose that I'm on this planet. Kind of goes back to Sunday, doesn't it? It's hard to get away from that the vine and the branches. You know, I made the point that the vine can, obviously, the branch can only bear fruit as it literally has that inward connection with the vine, is receiving the life that comes through that vine. But for whom are the grapes being produced? That branch doesn't eat grapes. It's producing fruit that is for somebody else's benefit. When God does something for you, it is absolutely bringing you to a place where God can share his life through somebody, through you to somebody else. Amen. And you know, when he puts us together, isn't that kind of a picture of the body of Christ? How did Jesus do what he did? He tells us. He says, the Father living in me, the words that I speak, I don't speak of myself. Not me talking. It's the Father who is living in me And what is he doing? Whose work? His work. The Father who is living in me is doing his work. What God has called us to be in this hour is a body that Jesus Christ can live in and walk among men and do his work. And every one of us who's connected with it, who's part of that, absolutely has a part to play when Jesus Christ inspires and prepares a vessel and gives us ability to help somebody else. That's Jesus in us doing his work, and it's going to benefit other people. And when we're part of that people, it's going to benefit us too, because God's going to use them for us. May God help us tonight. To say I've wrestled with how, you know, what to say, what to do tonight. But I feel like there are needs. And I'm going to go out on a limb. If this isn't the Lord, praise God, tell me. Because I have been one of these that doesn't like, has gotten to the point where I'm not crazy about altar calls, so-called. And there are people who, there are groups, and they do, and it's fine. Every service ends with people coming forward for prayer. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to start a tradition. I don't want to start a form. I don't want to do anything except just say, Lord, help us. But I'm wondering, you know, where we started this meeting with people, you know, what is your need? Why are you here? And I'm wondering if there isn't a time when it's appropriate for people to come and just seek the Lord and be prayed for, where we could join our hearts and pray one for another. There might be some that need to come forward and just give their lives to the Lord. There may be some that need to come and literally be prayed for in a specific way. There may just be others who come and say, Lord, by my coming, I am lifting my hearts to you. My heart to you. You know what I need. And I'm just calling on your name to come and do something. You know, we can work something up, and I don't want to do that. There's something in me that just draws back. I'd rather the Lord just work, because I don't see that in the New Testament where they gave invitations necessarily. And yet it's not wrong. God's used it. But is this out of order to say there are people who need to reach out? You know, I've been in churches like that, and I've seen the Lord use it too. I've experienced the Lord using it. There's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know. Would it be wrong to just stand up and just look to the Lord? And just ask, if you feel like you have a need and you don't want to just walk out of here, you want to come forward, and whether you want to stand or kneel or whatever, and when you do, let's just come and say, Lord, let's just join our hearts and pray and say, God, help those who are standing with me, help me, help us together. Praise God. Now, if nobody comes, praise God. Then you're all in great shape. But I'm just going to make it that simple. If there are people right now that you feel a need and there's something you want from the Lord, and you're willing just to come and confess that and say, Lord, come and meet the need of my heart right now. Let this expression of faith be a way that to reach out and say, Lord, I need you, and I'm not going to give up until you answer the question, the need of my heart. Lord, just come. It might be for healing. I don't know. God can do anything. We need to have more faith. I need to have more faith. We have no power, but he does. He can do what he wants. I need to be down here, but I'm already up here. Just call on the Lord for yourself and for others. You see someone here? Pray for them. Let's just join our hearts so that we're not just here by ourselves praying, but we're calling upon God and saying, God, come and do whatever is needed in their lives. Strengthen my brothers. Why don't we go to the Lord like the man did? Lord, somebody's come and I don't have anything to help them, but I want something. I want life to flow into these. Lord, wherever they're at in their life, Lord, meet the need and help them, Father. Oh, God. look, if there's somebody here and you don't be afraid, if you need the Lord for, as a Savior, you come. You call on Him from your heart and He will answer you. He'll do whatever you need tonight. But there's a time to focus. There's a time to say, Lord, come and meet the needs of my heart. They're great. But show you're greater than all of that, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord, see every heart here. You know their hearts. You know that what they're crying out for. God, hear the need. God, work in every heart, every life. Meet these needs, Father, for your name's sake. God, just come down. Lord, make this not just a time, an emotional time or show, Lord. Make it something real. Change hearts and lives through by your grace, Lord, according to the need, Father. Lord, we look to you and pray. Oh, God, stretch forth your hand and meet the need. You know we have nothing in ourselves. We can't do anything. Lord, we're not worthy to even be here, but Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Oh, God, see every heart tonight. Lord, ones that are being oppressed of the enemy, let the power of the darkness be released. Let them be released from the powers of darkness, Lord. Oh, God, just give faith and strength in every heart, every life. Lord, just work in every heart, Lord. Thank you for these that have had the courage to come and say, I want the Lord, and I want more, and I need Him. Lord, just honor that faith. Meet that need, Lord, in every case, Father. We just look to you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There's a strength when we're joined together in prayer. Where it's not just one person in the closet, but we're here. Let's reach up and say, let's go out of here different. Let's go out of here having gained ground because Jesus is Lord. Oh God, just come and do whatever is needed in all of our lives, starting in mine, oh God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord.